Warning, the information and opinions within are solely the views of the individuals involved, contains content not suitable for anyone.
Thank you for listening to or watching the Blockweb Beat podcast, recorded on Tuesday the 16th of April at just about 5 a.m. AEST. I've got a work thing on this afternoon, so I have to get it done early. On this week's show, the crypto markets run red yet again. Hong Kong launches crypto ETFs, Bitcoin claimants' assets are frozen, Upland players achieve $15 million in sales amid royalty system drama, Metaverse market poised for massive expansion, Saudi Arabia leads in Metaverse adoption, AELF and Agent Layer forge AI blockchain alliance, Apple introduces on-device AI for iPhones, Animoca Brands debuts its NFT platform, and Sequence partners with Google Cloud to innovate Web3 gaming. Plus, as always, we ground ourselves with some real-world insights with a few doses of reality from the Meatsuitiverse. Let's start off by looking at what's currently happening in some of the crypto markets. Now, as I said, yes, running red. This is the stage where I actually start to have a look. Maybe I might start buying up a few again. Some nice prices at play here. Anyway, this week in the crypto market, the global market cap experienced a significant decline of 14.7%, falling to 2.32 trillion. Bitcoin's dominance increased by 3.1%, now standing at 54%. The Fear and Greed Index also saw a downturn, moving from 79 greed to 65 greed, indicating, yes, quite a cooling off of market sentiment. Bitcoin experienced a notable decline of 11.5%, dropping to 63,472. Ethereum also down 18% to $3,086. Other major cryptocurrencies faced steep losses as well, with WAX plummeting by 39% and Change Engine by over 47% and Ripple by 25%. Solana reported a 28.5% decrease, closing at $137. Ouch. In terms of extreme losses, EOS went down 50%, Polygon 33.6%, and Cardano by almost 35%. My old favorite Tron managed a relatively smaller loss of 10.4%. The gaming and metaverse sector saw dramatic declines as well. Flow dropped 50.1%, Gala by 60.3%, and The Sandbox by 50.9%. Decentraland and Axie Infinity both reported around a better 50% decrease as well. This week's market movements reflect a very broad retreat in cryptocurrency values, affecting almost all of the major tokens quite significantly. Moving on in blockchain news, and a significant move for the cryptocurrency sector, but in a different way. Hong Kong has given the nod to several spot Bitcoin and Ethereum ETFs, aligning with its aspirations to become a regional crypto hub. The approval by the Hong Kong Securities and Futures Commission, the SFC, has been granted to China Asset Management's Hong Kong branch, which plans to roll out these ETFs in collaboration with OSL and BOCI International. Harvest Global Investments and Bocera Asset Management, in partnership with Hashkey Capital, have also received initial nods for their respective crypto ETFs. This development has brought a positive impact on the crypto market. You could tell this was a couple of days ago, with Bitcoin rising above 66%. Yes, we'll skip that because it's not exactly relevant right at this second. Anyhow, this kind of, with the anticipated Bitcoin halving, is hopefully going to push things back in the right direction, or maybe that was already all priced in. Anyhow, this is despite, the article goes on to say, despite past challenges such as the JPEX fraud incident, Hong Kong continues to push forward, aiming to draw cryptocurrency entrepreneurs to its shores. And we've got another one in Bitcoin and crypto news this week. In the aftermath of the High Court ruling, Dr. Craig Wright, who, if you remember, asserted he was the creator of Bitcoin, has had his assets frozen once again as he awaits the final tally of all the legal costs due to his defeat in a claim against the Crypto Open Patent Alliance and several Bitcoin developers. A freeze order worth almost £1.1 million has been imposed to prevent asset dissipation. This follows an earlier payment by Wright of £6 million, speculated to be from a third party secured under a similar order. The court's decision emphasizes the contentious dispute over Bitcoin's anonymous creator, Satoshi Nakamoto, with further hearings scheduled to delve deeper into the matter. Like, I mean, if he isn't the creator, why would you even bother trying to do that? It's blockchain after all. Anyhow, in Upland news, pretty good news here. In a remarkable achievement, Upland has surpassed over 555,000 555 fiat transactions within the game, accumulating nearly $15 million worth of total value for its players. This milestone highlights the vibrant economic activity generated by users on the platform. The earnings among the top 100 players are extremely impressive, ranging from Octavius at the top with a whopping $141,000 and change in sales to Crappy at the bottom with over $23,000. This highlights the diverse and lucrative opportunities available within Upland's ecosystem, as I said. I only started playing around with USD sales myself towards the end of 2023, and while my USD sales figure is well outside the top 100, when converted into my own currency, Australian dollars, it's enough to cover almost a full year's worth of mortgage repayments. So I guess that goes to showcase the real-world financial impact that Upland can have on its users and players, depending on how you view that whole situation, of course. All right, still in other Upland news, and on the flip side to the previous good news, we all know that Upland has become a significant platform for creators. On March 22, 2023, after a couple of years' worth of questions being asked about it, Upland announced and introduced its concept for a NFT royalty system designed to enable user-generated content, the UGC creators, to earn UPEX from secondary market sales directly, creating a passive income stream. Specifically, 2.5% of a 5% transaction fee from sales in MetaVenture showrooms was going to be relocated as royalties to UGC creators. Sounds good, right? Because that's the whole point of NFTs. This development was seen as a major boost for digital designers who could now monetize their creations more effectively and secure their intellectual property within the digital realm. However, the excitement was tempered by recent clarifications that royalties would not be backpaid for previous sales, only applying to sales post-implementation of this system. This revelation has caused a significant disappointment and a bit of a stir within the UGC creators community, who had, based on some of the wording in this announcement, anticipated that their past contributions would also be rewarded, i.e. backpaid. The lack of a defined timeline for when the royalty system will be fully operational further complicates matters, potentially delaying benefits creators and affecting their sustained interest in creating digital NFT assets for the Upland platform. These developments raise crucial questions about the future landscape for NFT UGC creators in Upland. For the platform to continue attracting and retaining talented creators, it may need to reassess how it can provide immediate and tangible benefits to its community. Moreover, the situation highlights the challenges and uncertainties that creators face in securing fair compensation for their digital works in the wider Web3 sector and emerging metaverse platforms, impacting the broader perception and viability of UGC NFTs in Upland and beyond. Yes, a bit of a slap in the face, that one. Anyhow, on more positive news, in other metaverse news, the focus on immersive virtual experiences through AR, VR, and XR technologies is intensifying. The shift is propelled by the increasing integration of these technologies into gaming, commerce, and social interaction realms, where cryptocurrencies and NFTs play pivotal roles. According to the SNS Insider Report, the market valued currently at $83.6 billion in 2023 is projected to skyrocket to, $1,945 billion by 2031. Isn't that a trillion? Isn't that 2 trillion? Growing at a CAGR, whatever that acronym is, of 48.2%. Innovations across hardware and software driven by metaverse platforms like Meta Platforms and NVIDIA Corporation are broadening applications beyond entertainment, touching sectors such as aerospace and defense for advanced training solutions. You can imagine the kind of impact that those types of budgets would have on the whole situation. And that's going to, the tech that comes out of that, of course, will bleed back into not so massive things, you would think. Anyhow, the market surge reflects growing demand for immersive experiences and the expansive use of metaverse applications across various industries, with North America and Asia Pacific regions leading in revenue and innovation. However, global events like the Russia-Ukraine war and economic downturns present challenges influencing hardware production, consumer spending, and overall market dynamics. Despite these hurdles, the metaverse continues to evolve, offering a promise of revolutionary digital interaction and connectivity, and a connectivity era. Yeah, it ain't going nowhere. All right, in sticking with Metaverse news. Saudi Arabia is advancing its own metaverse, leveraging its potential to transform industries and align with the country's Vision 2030 goals. A recent report suggests by 2030, the metaverse can contribute approximately $15 billion to the GCC economies, with Saudi Arabia poised to claim about $7.6 billion of that market. The kingdom is already integrating metaverse components into major projects like NEOM, whatever that is, enhancing collaboration and efficiency in real estate and construction. Okay, there you go. Beyond gaming and entertainment, here we go again, the metaverse offers innovative applications in sectors such as education, healthcare, retail, and urban planning. These advancements could help Saudi Arabia diversify its economy, enrich its cultural sectors, and build a knowledge-based society, contributing to the realization of Vision 2030. However, as the metaverse evolves, it's anticipated that the current workforce will need reskilling to adapt to new capabilities and tools required for virtual and mixed reality environments. Yeah, not just Saudi Arabia there, of course. All right, moving on into AI news. Elf, now, Elf, despite having quite a substantial bag of this way back in the day, in the crypto days, I never really learned how to pronounce this, but I just say it Elf, but it's A-Elf. If you're not sure what that is, it's a high-performance blockchain. It has recently partnered with Agent Layer to pioneer a decentralized AI infrastructure aiming to integrate AI with blockchain tech. This collaboration will develop AI-enhanced blockchain applications and foster open innovation amongst stakeholders across Asia. The partnership focuses on creating a decentralized AI stack that enhances blockchain capabilities, optimizes resource allocation, and ensures data integrity and security through advanced AI models. Additionally, AELF and Agent Layer will transform Evolve Labs into a decentralized AI hub and explore an initial AI offering model. Interesting. So it's not an ICO, it's an AIO. Anyway, this AI offering model, whatever that's going to be, promises significant advancements in Web3 applications and AI deployment. This strategic alliance is set to redefine the interoperability of AI and blockchain, driving forward both technologies in a collaborative ecosystem. That sounds absolutely fascinating. Maybe I should look into getting my little bag of Elf back, especially with that much blood in the streets. Might not be a bad time. Not financial advice. Do your own research. Yada, yada, yada. In other AI news, Apple is reportedly planning to incorporate on-device AI to power the next generation features of iOS 18. This will allow the majority of these AI capabilities to function offline without internet connectivity. This move involves utilizing Apple's large language model and is a shift towards more privacy-centric computing, as detailed by Bloomberg's Mark Gurman recently. Additionally, Apple is exploring partnerships with third-party service providers like Google and OpenAI for cloud-based AI tools, indicating a mix of in-house and collaborative efforts in the upcoming iOS version. This strategy could eventually lead to Apple developing its own cloud-based generative AI features supported by the planned purchase of AI servers. Apple's WWDC event in June is expected to unveil further details about these integrations across its platforms, including enhancements to Siri and other applications with generative AI capabilities. Yeah, I mean, couple that with Siri and who knows where that could go. Mind-boggling. All right, in NFT news, Animoca Brands Japan, which is a subsidiary of Animoca Brands, has unveiled plans to launch an NFT platform this summer aimed at helping Japanese IP and content creators expand globally within the Web3 space. Hopefully they're going to get royalties. Anyhow, this launchpad will provide a strategic venue for showcasing and selling NFTs, backed by Animoca's vast network of over 400 companies and 700 million users. The platform, which will support Ethereum and Polygon on the ERC 721 standards, intends to offer varied sales methods and payment options, including credit cards and cryptocurrencies. Applications are now open for interested Web3 projects and potential primary sellers. Yes, if you are going to get involved, it'd be interesting to know what are the royalty system like or what they're going to be like over there. All right, speeding through this one so I can get ready for work. In Web3 gaming news, Sequence, a Horizon blockchain platform, has teamed up with Google Cloud to transform Web3 gaming development. This partnership aims to simplify blockchain integration for game developers. Here we go again. More integrations, more partnerships. I think year 2024 might be about the year for partnerships. Wait and see. Anyhow, allowing them to concentrate on creating exceptional gameplay experiences. Sounds good to me. Sequence, supported by substantial funding since its 2019 inception, offers a full-stack development suite that leverages Google Cloud's scalable infrastructure and advanced analytics to enhance Web3 game performance. This collaboration will equip developers with tools to incorporate decentralization and digital asset ownership, potentially redefining the gaming industry by fostering player-driven economies and new gaming innovations. Yes, if you're not doing these sort of things, if you're not offering royalties for your UGC creators, then you really are going to find yourself falling quickly behind the eight ball, as they say. Anyhow, moving on to some doses of reality for the Meat Suitiverse. I'm sure everybody heard about what happened in Bondi this week. It doesn't get much more real than that, unfortunately. Not going to the... I didn't put a Dally M image in there, of course, out of respect. What I did want to touch on is the father of the man responsible for that has recently conveyed his profound conflict over loving a son who committed such a violent act. The guy, diagnosed with schizophrenia, had stopped his medication, leading to a tragic episode where... You know what happened after that. His parents, of course, enduring immense heartache, emphasized their son's struggle with mental illness and expressed their devastation and apologies to the victims' families. Yeah, as a father myself, I mean, you got a feel for the family at level, all of the families involved. Very, very shocking and sad indeed. Anyhow, moving on in the New Zealand Meat Suitiverse news, an Auckland property owner, Anuj Gupta, claims that squatters have occupied his multi-million dollar home, disputing occupants' claims of being legitimate tenants. The house, described by neighbours as a, in quotes, slum, is in dire condition with significant maintenance issues, including mould and dysfunctional plumbing. Despite attempts to evict them, Gupta faces legal and physical challenges in removing the occupants, further complicated by their connections to other properties he owns. Is it just... the recent news, this seems to be happening all over the states now. We're getting reports of this in New Zealand, everywhere, of squatters just moving in and taking over, and so many of the laws appear designed to protect them and not the owners. It seems utter madness. And lastly, in the Japanese Meat Suitiverse news, bullet train services on the Tokaido Shinkansen line were recently disrupted for 37 minutes after a man walked onto the tracks at JR Shizuoka Station looking for his smartphone. The incident, which affected about 14,000 passengers, occurred when a station employee activated the emergency stop upon spotting the man. The individual, a Buddhist monk from the Yamanashi Prefecture, mistakenly believed he had dropped his phone on the tracks. Oh boy, you can just imagine the chaos that caused over there, where everything runs on time. Anyhow, that's the beat for this Blockweb week, and a glimpse into some of what's currently making the news inside, around, and outside the metaverse and in the Meat Suitiverse. If you'd like to get yourself involved in any of the Upland Down Under Metatainment productions, or if you have an Upland NFT or metaverse product, service, or event to promote, then send me Ben68 a DM, and it'll get yourself in the NBA server, which is linked in the description. Enjoy the week, and we shall catch you later.